This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedwards. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court abortion decision, and the issue is once again at the center of American politics. But those who think the Bush administration has not acted on its anti-abortion agenda in its first 2 years haven't been paying close attention. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Abortion isn't only one of the most divisive issues in American politics, it's one of the most delicate for President Bush. He's had to navigate carefully between Republicans who support abortion rights and those who oppose them. David Garrow, a law professor at Emory University, says the president has worked hard to please his anti-abortion supporters.
But pleasing them in a low visibility enough way that the policy actions that they undertake aren't visible or notable enough to alienate any suburban swing voter women who might get upset if it looked as if the administration was actually doing something serious and substantive.
Among the actions the president has taken are ones that affect primarily women abroad, like restricting U.S. aid to international family planning groups that support abortion rights. Then there have been actions that the administration has claimed are not about abortion at all, like defining fetuses as children for purposes of qualifying for public health insurance programs. The president's also pleased abortion opponents by backing a series of bills he knew wouldn't get acted on by the then-Democratic Senate. They included a ban on a procedure abortion opponents call partial birth abortion, a ban on all human cloning, and a bill to make it easier for hospitals and insurance plans to opt out of providing abortion. John Green of the University of Akron says that was all part of the administration's strategy of having it both ways.
So the administration was able to move very subtly to do things that appeased the pro-life community without necessarily raising the ire of the broader public.
This administration's ability to seem to the public at large like it hasn't done much on abortion has infuriated abortion rights supporters. Gloria Felt is president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
They've often been shielded by the specter of an imminent war, by people's concerns about the economy. But all of those things having been said, the fact is that George W. Bush and his administration are systematically working to gut reproductive freedom, not just in the U.S., but around the world, and using every means available to them.
What upsets abortion rights supporters the most are the administration's efforts to give new rights to the unborn. That includes making fetuses eligible for coverage under the state children's health insurance program and backing a bill that would make it a crime to injure or kill a fetus during commission of a violent crime on a pregnant woman. Administration officials have insisted those issues aren't about abortion, but abortion rights backers like Felt say the effort is aimed at eliminating the right to abortion without changing the makeup of the Supreme Court.
They have gone to great lengths to define personhood from the moment of conception. If they can give the fetus a higher status in law than that of the woman, they don't need to overturn Roe. They have eliminated the entire concept of reproductive rights.
Whatever the administration's endgame is, keeping abortion under the radar is smart politics, says Emory University law professor Garrow.
There's no evidence at all, reaching back to President Bush's campaign for the presidency, that he or his political advisors see it as in any way desirable for abortion to be a highly visible front burner issue.
And it's only worked, says Garrow, because at least until now, anti-abortion groups have been content to go along.
It appears as if right-to-life interest groups appreciate the political desirability or the political necessity of the Bush administration not appearing to be too visibly anti-abortion.
The administration has also managed to exploit the fact that most of these issues are extremely complicated. But while Bush officials have been able to insist that making embryos eligible for health insurance isn't about abortion, that won't be possible when the next seat opens up on the Supreme Court. With the court so closely divided on abortion, the issue is almost certain to dominate the confirmation process, says the University of Akron's Green.
On a lot of these things, they're subtle enough and people know so little about them that the cleverness works really pretty well. But when you reach something like a Supreme Court appointee, you know, all the bets are off. There's no way to be subtle there because everyone will know what's going on.
Having the Senate back in Republican hands will obviously help the administration during the next Supreme Court confirmation battle. But a Republican Senate also makes it harder for the administration to maintain its Abortion Policy Balancing Act. That's because with Republicans in charge at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, abortion opponents will now expect at least some of their bills to become law. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.